So we're back again after 2 weeks. Sorry about last week. Combination of a million things, primarily my voice not existing. Someone emailed me and asked me, he said, the quality of our recordings vary. I'm not sure if it's the recording or your voice. I'm like, no, it's not the recording. It is in fact my voice. Which, from which I learned that, you know, people can actually tell when I have no voice. What is, I don't even know what this is. Did I get cold there? Okay. What? I know, it's really bad. Anyways. Well, it's really that I, like, lose my voice, and then as it's getting back, I give a shear. I lose it a little bit more, I give another shear. By the end of the week, I've given, you know, whatever. But anyways. I did not shit this trip. Okay. Fine. So, 2 weeks ago, we discussed a potential distinction and its limitations, because, as we know, Pesach is complicated. Sorry. That Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it's quoted by the Rav, that poskim bizman hazeh, post the time of Chazal, post the time of Sanhedrin, post the time of Smicha, are not given the power to paskin mitzius, to paskin reality. Their role is to paskin theoretical halacha, and they have no authority more than anybody else over determining what the facts on the ground actually are, and therefore how Pesach would play out. We noted that if that claim was true, that would really open up a tremendous amount of room, a tremendous amount of autonomy in Pesach to non-poskim, because every shaila, definitionally, it has two parts to it, as the theoretical aspect, the halakha, and then the lemaaseh, right? Bridging the gap from the theoretical halakha to the halakha lemaaseh, is, for practical purposes, I understand, not for lamdish purposes, but, you know, in terms of Pesach, it's equally important to figure out what the halacha would be if in situation X, as it is to figure out whether what we're looking at is situation X. But as we noted, while there is some truth to that claim, and it does seem to be oled, some level from the Gemara in Yevamos Sadibet, there are limitations, and poskim do have to weigh in a metzias, and we noted that's true both in purely empirical reality, and psychological reality, and social reality, and political reality, v'chule. And we also noted that even if you thought that, in theory, poskim should not have authority over metzias, it's often hard to figure out whether what we're actually dealing with is a metzias question, because there are machlokot in metziut. Machlokot, whether something is totally metzias, or whether it's everyone agrees about metzias and it's standards question. Machloket, what you do when the halacha of Chazal contradicts our halacha, right? Did it really mean to be totally metzias or not? I mean, there are a whole bunch of situations where practically poskim have to make a decision, even if in theory they shouldn't, but they do. So, with all those complicating factors, what we said was that at some level it's true that poskim have less authority over reality than they do over theoretical halacha, but they don't have no authority. So what I want to do the next 2 weeks is try to actually instantiate this in actual cases or in actual types of Pesach to get a better feel for how this actually plays out. So what I want to do today is deal with medical issues, which is, first of all, a good example because the metzius that we're talking about is pretty much empirical. Right, we'll get to some of the complicating factors, but we're talking basically actual empirical data, and we're usually dealing with individuals. Next week, we're going to deal with the example of Land for Peace, because it takes two very large jumps. One is it moves from the individual to a nation, which really changes the question of how one figures out who's responsible for determining reality. The second thing is it moves from, I wouldn't say easy, but relatively easier data to determine, because it's basically empirical, to social, political, military realities, which are, well, what's the number one difference? Besides the fact that they're hard to, right? Well, why are they so much harder to test than
relative?
First of all, the relative, but even more importantly, the relative.
Lots of factors.
Subjective.
There are a lot of factors, and they predict the
future.
Future. Right? It's much harder, right? It's a guess. It's an educated guess. What would happen if I did X? As a, right? Medicine, to an extent, is that, but it's, right?
There's facts on the ground. Too.
There are facts on the ground that you can look back at, which is much harder by politics, right? Trying to understand politics, when we trying to find exact match to this case is very, very difficult, right? You know, should we pull out? Well, in, you know, pick your country. Well, when England decided that they were going to pull out of America, then, you know, yes, eventually after 1812, you know, there was, you know, still fighting for a little bit, and then after 1812, you know, after that war, so we sort of finished it up. Great, but that was, first of all, 700 years ago, and it was thousands of miles between the two countries. So, like, once you pull out, like, what are you, you know, what are you going to do?
And,
I think, like, it's very different than, like, what would happen if, you know, Israel pulls out of Gaza, which is, you know, obviously very different political situations. So that's the plan for this week and next week. Then, after that, we'll get to other things, but we'll talk about that later. Okay, so let's get into the medical issues. So, the locus classicus for the discussion is the Gemara in Yoma, Pei Bet through Pei Gimel, Aleph, which speaks about the case of Ubra Sheharicha, a woman who's pregnant, who smells meat, Machila Nosa Ad Shutashiv Nafsha. Chole machilin osal pi bikin, emein shem bikin, machilin osal pi atzmo, ad shiyomar dai. A sick person, we feed him based on experts, and if there are no experts, we feed him based on his own assessment of his situation until he says, I have eaten enough. So, what do we already see from the Mishnah before I get to the Gemara?
Bikin matter.
That bikin matter, right? If we want to talk about the distinction between psak, between halakha and halakha lamaaseh, right, we have it right here in the Mishnah, right? Who's deciding the halakha?
The bikin, the baki.
No, well, the halakha. Okay, well, let's be clear. Formally, halakha being theoretical, halakha, halakha lamaaseh being the practical,
halakha.
Right? The halakha, like theoretical, the rabbis, right? Or in this case, the rule is obvious, which is Yom Kippur is nidcheh mishum bikuach nefesh. Therefore, if it is in fact bikuach nefesh, you have to eat. But the halacha is actually very clear.
Because the laws of Yom Kippur are rugged, right?
What? Exactly. Very good. Baruch Shikudan. It's a rocket shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Baki decides the reality. The reality b'shetach, he's responsible. So Gemara says, Chola machil noso al pi bikin. Now it gets a little bit complicated. Gemara says, Amar b'yanai. What happens if chola omer tzarech v'rofeim omer eno tzarech? Right? Now, the chola says he needs and the rofe says he doesn't need. So, I should have clarified this. In the Mishnah, actually, who's deciding reality? Either the baki or the chola. So, we actually have two people who are in charge of deciding metzias. Right? Now, the Gemara tries to figure out how they work together. So, the Gemara says, if the chola says he needs to eat and the doctor says he doesn't, shomen l'chola. We listen to the
sick person,
my time up, Levi Yodei Amaras Nafsho. Because
you know how sick you are.
Yeah, you know how sick you are. So at this point, what's the assumption of the Gemara? Right? Do we negate doctor's knowledge?
No.
No, not really. It's just that we think that in addition to medical knowledge, right, in terms of expert knowledge, there's also you have insight into your own situation, which is true, right? Doctors can't always figure it out. Right, there are things like silent heart attacks, right, which are very hard to test for, and things like that, but people tend to know when they have them.
There's also a case of it's better safe than sorry.
That too, right. Because what's the rule by Pikuach Nevesh? What's Docha Pikuach Nevesh? What's Pikuach Nevesh Docha? Thank you. And what type of Pikuach Nevesh is Docha?
Like
Avil Sofek Pikuach Nevesh, Avil Sofek Reka Pikuach Nevesh, V'chule V'chule. What's the only thing, it's not Docha? If there's, no, that's true, but what type of Sofek is not? Kavua, remember? Right, okay. Yes, right, there are cases of Kavua and Rove. Didn't you spend like weeks and weeks on Kavua? Really? It felt like I spent weeks on it. Because
skipped Kavua.
Oh, I see. It's that people did it staggered. So all of you only had 1 year on it, but I had 3 weeks of Kavua, even though I'm not learning Sibos.
Yeah.
I understand. That was really sweet. Okay. So Mao de Tema. The Gemara said, look, I might have thought that Rofe Kim Leitveda, the doctor, knows better than the patient. Kamash Rolan, that's not true. Rove omer tzarech, chol omer eino tzarech. Now, what happens the other way? So then, what do we do? Again, shomer the rove. And this time, it's the doctor saying you need, and the patient saying you don't. You listen to the doctor yet again, which comes back to what Chaim said, right? This is because it's safek, pikuach nefesh, doche, yisurim, my time up, tun vahu denakele, whatever he doesn't realize, v'chulei. Tanan. Chol amachin osa v'bikin. I'll be bikin in, I'll be atzma lo. Doesn't the mission apply? It's only through experts and not through himself. Where it says, I'll be bikin in, I'll be bakiach lo, and it also applies you need multiple bikin. So the Gemara says, no, how come I skin and amar lo tzarech? Now that's where it's, he says, I don't need it. Then you need bikin. Why isn't a baki not enough? You're right, one baki is enough. It's if the patient plus a doctor says he doesn't need, and a baki, and then another baki says he does need, so that's when you rely on the patient plus second doctor. Pshita, obviously if there are multiples, now you he eats. So where is suffix nefashes who nefashes la hakel? So the chiddush is that even if it's two against two, you feed him. And even though in general we say two is like 100, and 100 is like two, hani milin in edus. That's by edus avlinin umdina buzzer deos azlina. So at this point, the Gemara says, right, the extent to which the doctors are weighing in is not qualified as edus, and therefore, while by edus there's no difference between 2 and 100, by medical knowledge there would be, right? Because it's not edus, therefore you go by rove. Yeah. Right? You just go by straight rove. Okay? But that would be by money, but here we don't, because suffic nefashos, so we don't actually go by rove. We go, right, because suffic nefashos, so right, multiple bikin will at least create a suffix. And if he says he needs it even against 100, we listen. Shenemar leiv deamar is nafshno tnan, and we say that im ein sham bekiin machin losop yatzmo time adlak bekiin eikin bekiin lo ach kamer no but medvar murim damar lo tzarach ani aval amar tzarach ani ein sham bekiin klal machin losop yatzmo shenemar leiv deamar is nafshno. Okay, so here we have a complicated equation, but basically, if the experts or him or some combination think that he needs to eat, he eats. Okay? Now, how do we determine these bikiyin? Right? Who's a baki? How many bikiyin do we need? Right? What are the qualifications? Right? That's really the question we're doing. Right? It's clear that the discussion in the Gemara here is that the postig is not really in charge of the matzias. It's a combination of the baki and the person himself. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? But who's the baki and from what? Where does he get his authority? So here's the Beis Yosef summary, okay? So he says, Ikman da'amar mitiktani machilin asal pibikiyin, shmamina yochid mumche umuchzak pibikiyos chule. So who is that? Haramban kazes svarazu bitchilas sefer tarza adam. Okay? It's a direct quote, so it wasn't worth repeating it. But the Ramban says in tarza adam, he says like this, because of Allah, ve'eno nireh, so the Ramban quotes that there are some people who think that if you have a rove versus a baki, or a rove versus mumche, you have an expert doctor versus multiple regular doctors, you go by the
rove.
No. Some people said, I mean, yes, some say this. Some say you go by the mumche. The Ramban said, no, you don't. And what's his proof? Right? You go after the number. So the Ramban says that if we have a machlokes between rov and mumche, so who do we go by? Rov. And what's his proof?
Because he said go after rov minyan.
In what case?
This case.
No. Sanhedrin. So now we have a machlokes. Right, the first daya that is quoted in the Ramban, says that if it's machlokes Rovin mumcha, we go by mumcha, and the Ramban says you don't because of Sanhedrin. So what does that tell you already about the machlokes of how they view these doctors who are in charge of determining metzias?
What's either how close they are to actual metzias, or is it like Sanhedrin, where Sanhedrin sort of, we say it defines the metzias itself?
In other words,
who defines metzias? Like, how are they defining metzias? In what way?
Yeah, in what sense? Meaning, is it
actual metzias, or like theoretical metzias?
Basically, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way, but basically, yeah. Meaning, the first day I hold that the question at hand is totally metzias. There's no formal element to it all. So if I asked you, right, who are you going to rely on, right, intuitively, forget halacha for a moment, intuitively, who do you rely on? The expert doctor or the regular doctors, right? How does the world work, right? You go to a hospital. If there's a really complicated case, do you ask all of the medical students or do you ask the head of surgery?
Head of surgery.
Head of surgery. Because if you think that when determining metzius, it's really just a metzius question, right? There's no formal element to it all. So then,
just go after who's right.
You do whatever, yeah, who's ever right, right? In Sanhedrin, there's a formal element to determining how we paskin, but not by metzius. Metzius is not formal at all. The Ramban says not that way. The Ramban says, even though it's true that the poskim are not the ones in charge of determining reality, when we determine reality, what types of tools do we use? Halachic ones. We use rove. Yeah?
What's stopping a poser from getting into the sister rabbis?
What?
Factors. Meaning, is there like a baseline of who qualifies as a doctor?
We're coming to this, please. We're getting to it. This is part of why I gave short makaros, because like then I can actually get through them.
What? We're holding you to that.
Oh. Oy. Please don't. Okay. But the Ramban says, right, he goes after Rav Minyan. But the Ashkechan Linyan, Anishal, Chom, Darminan, Hayushnai, Mechem, Tavechem, Mitar, Echem, Matar, Echem, Hosir, Emo, Yechem, Mem, Godel, Vechachma, Holach, Achra, Vilkach, Meminyan, Shavit, Erovim, Hochol, Achar, Chachma, Ubekios, right? He said, what's the exception? In what case is expertise going to be Machria? Only if it's 50-50, just like by Psak. By Psak, if it's 50-50, we go by the expert. If it's not 50-50, we go by Rov. The Afa gav de lesa hachi b'din Sanhedrin, hasem dayanim heim v'kulam shvichan lozo adin. U'midina lo hoya roi elios din achi eskimu kol ha shvichan lozo achas el rechmanam acharev mahatos. Now he said, but there's a problem, right? It's not obvious that we should use the same tools as Sanhedrin, because by Sanhedrin, why do we go by Rov?
Like a formalist judge?
Yeah, I mean, really, what do we need? Right? Do we really need Rov? No. Right, there's Reb Chaim's famous part. Do we need Rov by Sanhedrin?
No,
we need Kulo. Rov defines Kulo. Right? It's totally formal. We need the Bezdin to Paskin. It's just that the way we figure out whether the Bezdin Paskin is by voting. Right? Right? The halacha is that a Sanhedrin, after the Psak is given, what are they not allowed to do?
Go against it.
Well, they're not allowed to go against it, but what else are they not allowed to do? They're also not allowed to say who said what. Right? I mean, once you make a decision, you have to go with it. You're a member of the Sanhedrin, that's it. Aval hacha, shomun l'chacham, v'asheni roi liyos nishol, v'vnei, mishigol v'v'chachma. But by even by a regular psak, right? Forget the medical issue. By regular psak, it's not quite as formal as Sanhedrin. Uvatel hu. Miu, Echad b'makom shnayim kevan shekulam rofim yiduim lachazu ein dar shel yachid b'makom shnayim. So he says he admits that this is not quite as formal as Sanhedrin. It's more similar to a case of multiple poskim. But even there, it's quasi formal, or it's more formal than I would have maybe intuited. And therefore, still two against one, it's easy. It's just that by psak in Sanhedrin, expertise doesn't matter once you take the vote. By regular psak and by medical psak, so to speak, expertise matters when you have shoven in terms of numbers. But it's still, his point is that fundamentally, deciding the reality that halacha relates to is a formal process. It just happens to be that the quote-unquote poskim are not the poskim, right? They're the doctors, right? But, now, the Ramban breaks down a little bit, and he says, but he's going to make an exception, and that is, what does he say? If it's a really, really big expert, so then what are we going to do? Are we going to poskim like him?
Yeah. No.
I give it to you. What? Muflag man bechachma choshish in lidvarav lahachmir. What does that mean? Only with machmir. What's the svar for the Ramban? Savik nefashas, right? Savik nefashas. I mean, he's saying it's we use formal tools to the extent that we can, but the big exception is that we have a rule called Savik nefashas lahakel. Therefore, if somebody, if there's a really big expert, since b'mitzius is created as zafik, we at least have to be machmir. It's not that we think for sure, but Savik nefashas lahakel. Fikum machmir shnayim da'ashkan l'ni machlokes b'sham beis hillel. But he proves it from a yet another formal case of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, where the Gemara had said the Inmar Kiyas Lein Basar Ruba Heichad Chiyah Dadin Yovel Hacha Beis Shammai Chadei Tvei Hilka Chosh on the Rove Chachma of the Kiyas Lachmer My Chumra the Hacha Linog Besavik Nefash Lachel It's Asik Bechol Bechol Shaka Vakat Lashono. So you quote from Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and the Gemara says, why did you need a Baskol by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Because Beis Hillel was Rove and Beis Shammai was smarter, right? So what does the Ramban learn from there? That in theory, in halacha, right, chachma should at least cause a chshash that it overrides rov. L'maskana, we don't pasken that way. But that shows that even in halacha, to an extent, expertise creates a suffix. So therefore, even though he does go primarily with this model of, you know, comparing psak and mitzius to Psak in halacha, right, he backtracks just a little bit because rules like Savik Nefash Lahakel do force us to examine the reality. So the first two deos that are quoted, the first one really holds that Psak on Mitzius is pretty much totally not formal, it's just substantive. And therefore, since in reality most people go by the expert rather than the numbers, we go by the experts rather than the numbers. Ramban thinks, no, at some level it's formal, not quite as formal as Sanhedrin, but it is formal like Psak, and therefore, unless there's a really, really big expert that will create a chshash, pikuach nefesh, still, unless that case happens, we go by Rov. V'aran, kazav gesvar rishona, but the first day, which the Ramban rejected, the Ron accepts. V'zeh l'shona, mikdani opi b'kiyin, sh'ma minash, ochan opi b'kiyin, v'hilkach yachid mumcha, sh'nechal, kim sh'naim achirim, sh'ena mumchem, ena ochal nachar sh'naim, kida ashkon, l'inyan hanishal, l'chacham, darmin ha yushnaim, echam etam, echam etar, v'chule, ima yachim negodol b'chacham, v'minin holich achrov, da'alma, bin entarti, chachma u'minin, lin machlog v'sham b'is hillel, v'arakam, v'yavamas, armin kinz, l'abas aruba, the Rambam says you either go by Rov or Baki. Because of Rav Magid, my Mishnah says that Kar Kasavti Shidas Rabbeinu Tolchem Achar Rov Deos. He thinks you always go by Rov. V'chein Kasav B'Shiltus U'Mashkos Rabbeinu Achar Rov Achar B'Kiyim. Nearly perished Barav. Oh, Imim Shavim B'Minyan Tolchem Achar B'Kiyim Achar Sheiven Shavim B'Kiyim Ben Lachar Ben Lachel. Because of right, so he thinks the Rambam holds like Ramban as well. Because of Zelafi Shamru Al B'Kiyim V'Lo Amru Al Pirofim Alma B'Shavim. Okay. So we have basically two shitas here, whether when determining reality it's totally a formal process with a little bit of, right, or mostly a formal process, or it's totally mitziyuti. Now the Ramban Lashitasa really, really thinks that it's formal. And he even says, and now to the question, okay, so far we've seen that the doctors are the poskim of reality, so to speak. And then the question is, how formal do we treat their authority? Yes? As we got so far? Well, classically, which doctor poskened? Or which doctors poskened?
Whichever
one. No, that's not what I mean. Wait, meaning, I need to eat on Yom Kippur. So which doctors do you ask? The local ones. Was this a halachic statement? What I just said, was that a halachic statement or a statement about Matthias?
Yes.
It was definitely a Matthias statement. The question is a halachic one, so let's look. Continuing, this is now Taras Adam again. Yeah? Harofe kidayim. Right? If you didn't think it was clear enough, right? The notion that who gets to decide reality, while it's not the posek, is still formally decided. The rofe is like a judge who must judge. Just like by a dayan, if you make a mistake, you don't get punished, assuming it's within the realm of things that you're allowed to, you know, the margin of error. But if you really made a mistake, then he does have to pay for it. Basically like a dayan. But here, if in fact you did kill someone with negligence, you would have to go to galus. Okay, umistavra, and it makes sense. The hadamrina torah rishus lerofi lerapos. That which we say that a doctor has the right or obligation. We'll leave that aside. To heal, lomar sheinu aser mishum chash hashkaga. It means that he shouldn't think it's aser because of the possibility that he will make a mistake. Inami shlo yom rakadosh baruch hu mocheitz v'hum marpeish ein darkens ben yadam birufulazo el shenagu. And you shouldn't say right that God, that you're going against God, or it's telling you you're not. Kinyan shekosov gam b'chol yolo darash Hashem kiyim berofim aval hay rishus shus the mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah l'rapos b'chol pikuch nefesh u'kedinam machinos al pi b'kiyim u'tanya mishachzu bulmos machinos al pi b'kiyim dvash kamei mitzikam v'neisha dvash kamei mitzikam meirin zayinayim v'kol elo pi b'kiyim machinos. And right, we use the experts in all these cases, etc. Okay, and then he goes to the end. But what do you see? Right, he thinks that it's formal, right? He compares it to a dayan. Continue the Rambam next source. Osomako, right? And where do we get Osomako from? Right? What? From dayan, right? It's the dayan, which is in your ear, in your city, right? If you take this. So classically, that's what we're talking about, right? You continue here. Look at the Shvus Yaakov. Come again, Lazar Rofe Kipshuto Kain Rak Tarach Lios Matun Meod Bedavar LePakech and Rofe Mumchen Shbeir Alpi Rov Deos V'Hainu Ruba Deminkar Shu Kefel V'Vijay Shlosu Kalei Das. Right? He just adds that when you do the Rov, because it's Pikoch Nevesh, we don't go by a normal Rov, we go by a good Rov. And again, he says, which rofe? The ones in the city. And now he says it explicitly. Right? Why is it that the person deciding is the local doctor or doctors? Because it's formal, just like by Sanhedrin. We go by the local authority. By rabbis, we go by the local authority. So too, by medicine. Okay. So now, challenge me. Challenge this application in modern times. Right? Let's say, so far, what we have is that it's, to an extent, it's clear that who paskins reality? The experts. Right? And we treat those experts quasi-formally. We give them the quasi-status of dayan, or whatever you want to call it. And therefore, we go by the local ones. So, based on what we've learned this year so far, and based on what you've seen so far, even today, challenge what I said. Throw what I said into absolute chaos.
How do you makom?
Yeah. First thing is, let's say it were true, right? Let's say it were true that
it's formal.
It was formal. We went by makom, just like we do by dayanos. What did we show even about by dayanos, by poskim, by the notion of our dasra?
Which place do you go by?
That en bizman has in a global world.
Yeah.
Right, what we pointed out is that the notion of local authority in Psak itself was based on Mitzius, yeah. Right? But it's not necessary, right? As Rav Aaron claimed, it's very, and we already saw this, right? What's Yotze from the Rajba already is that even in Psak you can choose to go ideologically. So let me ask you, Bizman Hazeh, when you decide to ask a doctor, who do you ask? Yes, the expert. And as Judah pointed out, even more right, more difficult when I spoke to Judah about this, right? And this is going to make it really complicated, sorry. Right? The classic categories, as we'll see in a minute, of Rofe, Baki, Boso, Ear, and then we'll get to in a little bit what is considered medical treatment, right? Which we'll get through how they do it. How do you determine it, Bizman Hazeh? Do you even determine it by the Bucky? No. How do you determine it?
Consensus.
Well, not even consensus. More than that, by statistical studies. Right? I mean, the entire world has changed. Right? I mean, it's not just Roe, Mocha. The entire categories in Halacha, right, that were once used are.
And do the statistics create a topic?
Yeah, and there's statistics in this direction, statistics in that direction. How do you read the statistics? How do you read the study? Is it right? Was it a good study? Can it be replicated? Was it already replicated? Right? Was it a good study? Was it a double-blind study? A single-blind study? You know, right? Right. So the right. What?
That's when you need a doctor.
Need it. Doctor, patient, don't know. Nobody knows. Anyways, fine. So. Keep that in mind as we go through. But so far what we've seen is that this notion that, right, so far what we've established at some level is that there was at least a Kav who thought that Metzius is not decided by Poskim, but it is decided formally. But the only reason one could do that could make that straight split and say, look, the Posek will decide what's called Pikuach Nefesh and the doctor will decide whether it is or is not, is because they had a quasi-formal understanding of which authorities were in charge. Right? But trying to apply that bismanazem might break it down, but what's the problem? Once something breaks down, what's always the question?
You need to fill it in with something.
You need to fill in with something, and how are you going to fill it in?
Good question.
Good question. Either you're not going to fill it in, and you're just going to leave it in the hands of
the doctors,
the patients, right? Or you're going to fill it in with
the rabbis,
right? So just keep in mind that whatever I say, right, to the extent that what I'm saying is true, it might break down Bisman Hazeh, because right, if the way we understand medical knowledge is different from the way Chazal did, right, we have a gap, and the gap can be filled in any way. Okay, but Adkan. Next thing I want to deal with, and this is, we'll test the second thing. So the first thing was experts, right? Who decides? Next question is, okay, well, what is this? What is called refuah, right? It's clear that you are allowed to heal people. So what does it mean? What is considered medicine? Okay? So, look for a moment at the Rambam and Moreh Nebuchadnezzar. The sages said explicitly that medicinal treatments are not subject to emorite ways, darkei mori, meaning that anything mandated by natural studies is permitted, and anything else is prohibited. Do not be troubled by their permission of a tzeluv's nail or a fox tooth, for in their day they thought these were the result of experience, and they were medical. Anything proven by experience may be practiced, even where logic does not dictate it. So what does the Rambam say?
What the society of that day has figured out.
Yeah, right. What is considered medical knowledge, right? A good, right? So far we said, right, we were dealing with who decides what's a danger. But now you need to heal it. Okay, so who decides? It's the Rambam says, look, it's that which
the society has decided.
How do they decide it?
Empirical tests.
Empirically. Right, that's it. Now, we'll see in a moment that this is an explicit Rambam, but apparently a lot of Poskim did not know about this Rambam, because we'll see that the Rambam, that many of the Poskim did not know what I just said, but hold that first thought. Murktia, who's Murktia? Thank you! Look at this, wow.
Oh. Right,
what?
Is there what he says?
Is it weird?
What? No, he just says, by the way, even though Rabbi J.J. Schachter said he would never translate Morocco Emden's autobiography because it'd be too weird, right, and people would be freaked out, there's a translation on the new bookshelf, not by him, but so if you want to read the translation of Megillah Sefer,
where is it?
Library, on the bookshelf. I mean, they might have moved it because the month has changed, but you can have Shvat, but it's there. Anyways, what? Not on, not for public consumption. We'll talk later.
Is it worth it?
Wait, is he the?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He's him. Him. Yes. Good. Okay. So the Morg Tzia says, "Afas tamit al yedei rofe mumche kevadai chashiva." So he just takes it very pashut, right? He's very, very straightforward. This is a parenthetical comment that he makes. What does that mean? Afas tamit al yedei rofe mumche kevadai chashiva.
Whatever
doctors say. That's it, right? Okay. Now, if I asked you, there are two parts to the empirical study, okay? One is, empirically, does it work? The second part is, can we explain why it works? So if I asked you, which do you think you need? Do you need only to prove that it works, or you need to explain why it works? Which would you say?
That it works.
So I would say that it works. In fact, the Rambam and the Merbuchim says that's what it is, and the Morg Tzia seems to, I mean, doesn't really weigh in that question, but it goes in that direction. The Shul Rashba explicitly said that, this in the next source, says, Misha sigwa choli eno somech l'anes, shalo l'shol barofim, right? If you get sick, you don't rely on miracles and not as doctors. L'zazib yidharma mo'ilim, bo ben yidharma tibim ben miskulot, hu ome rabi rabi, mikanshinit na, mshut l'rofi, rabo. So what does he say? You, what do you use? L'tasek bidvarim ha-mo'ilim, ben bidvarim ha-tibim ben miskulot. You use what? Works, whether it's
natural or
heebie-jeebie. Natural heebie-jeebie. Good, very good. Right? Doesn't matter, because the only thing that decides whether something works is
if it works.
Now, the Minchas Asher paskens that way straight up. Has a tshuva. This was originally published in Minchas Asher al Torah, but now that there's tshuvos, it looks fancier. It's in Chelek Aleph Tshuva Kufchaf, the Inyan Rufua Alternativit, right? By alternative medicine, and he paskens exactly like this Rashba. That, are you allowed to use alternative medicine?
If it works, yeah.
If it works, yes. Are you allowed to be Machal Shabbos to use alternative medicine?
No, it works.
If it works, yeah. Right? Very straightforward. If it works, it works. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Right? But the Tzitzel Yezer here quotes a Machlokes. People apparently didn't know that Rambam in Mernavuchim explicitly said that anything that works, works. Right? Even where logic does not dictate it. But Tzitzel Yezer quotes a machlokes about this, and he says, "V'yafa hisbir behikdar shi Rambam bazeh v'sefer Tosefes Yom Kippurim al Yoma." Who's the Tosefes Yom Kippurim? Maralbach.
Sorry.
Oh well, Maralbach, right? Who's famous for opposing the Mariber Rav Smicha?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Right, and for being an excellent, excellent insulter. Wonderful. Like, his tshuvos are just filled with beautiful vitriol. He could have a contest with the Ravid. V'tamtzit dvarav b'shita tohu, and he says like this: the chol refuashi himtziyum tchila emoriim v'koach shahayu ovdim avod zarah l'shem shlareach v'yom l'chol izeh yasur refuazu v'yol b'skula b'koach refuazu yish b'koach perish kol chayos b'merfuah shemtziyum emoriim b'skula b'koach datam avod zarah l'zeh emor b'chukuyim l'otelich. If something was created midin avod zarah, so that's Bechukos Ayim, right? They said it works for the sun, the moon, whatever. And anything written in the doctor's books, Al Pi Derech Skula, came into Hiyamitit, Mitzana Yisyon, Chari Lizrapos Ba, Af Al Pi Shalo Yisigu Tamar Refuah Al Sadateva. You can use it. Even if you don't understand why it works, behind him is the Shabbos Yosef Beis Tarnagol v'Chulei Mashikot v'Arofim d'Rufua Plonis Moi l'Cholei Perish Derech Skula Im Hu Labral D'Vrei Torah Gon La'Achil Chatzar Kaved Kelev Shote L'Mish Nashkein L'Hatir D'Lo Tira D'Er L'Rapos Acholev V'Chol Yisroin L'Chal Lava Shabbos El Rufua Tivid L'Adas Skula Ayin Shom. So he assumes that the Rambam will say that anything which works naturally you can use, and you can use on Shabbos, but anything that works al derech segula, you could use, but not on Shabbos, because it's not really medical. From the Rambam, I'm not convinced, at least in the Mor Nevuchim, he sounds that way. Right? It sounds really like the only determining factor he thinks is, does it work or not.
Do Rambam believe in segula?
No.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I assume what the Rambam really thought is that it has some scientific meaning. I don't know what it is. Right? Normally, often, seguli just means that we don't know why it works, so we attribute it to, you know, yeah, whatever. You know, all the alternative medicine people, you know, and they poke needles in you and blah, blah, blah. But this is the Zed, Baram, Aval Harpi, Mershon, Cholkim, Bazal, Ram, Amzirla, Digam, Krofoy, Bidar, Skulit, Nikol Mokom, Nisamdu, Bidar, Nisan, Vim, Kagabra, Vim, Chaykima, Mutalafra, Leafil, Bissu, Darais, Vachin, Chalbashov, Gin, Lachina, over Cholashish, Rosagana. But most postkim, most Rishonim disagree with this construal of the Rambam. I'm not even sure the Maral Bach is correct in the Rambam. But whatever, we'll just put the two deos out there. So in terms of determining what is considered empirically medicine, so I think the Derech HaMelech is say whatever we've proven to work. The Maral Bach understood the Rambam to say that you not only need empirical data to prove that it works, you also need to be able to explain why it works, because it needs to work al Derech HaTeva. Okay. And the Tzitzel Yezer just sums it up here. It says, "Asara Shavash Anu Lomedim Mikol Anal Shakol Sharofei Mechavein L'Shem Ripu Yapi Darkei Arufua Shabiyado Mutter U Mitzvah Okay. So now, right, let's bring back the questions that I raised. Right? Since Eliezer is living when?
He's in the last
800
years, right?
He died when I was in Yeshiva.
Okay.
He died in my Shana Aleph, right, in 2006. Okay? He was the, right, well, besides for writing his magnum opus, the Tzitz Eliezer, he also, what did he do professionally?
He founded the Jewish medical ethics,
because he worked where? Shaar Tzedek. He was the posek of Shaar Tzedek. Who took over for him, by the way? Rav Asher Weiss. What? Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg.
Was he, where did he get
his medical knowledge from? The doctors. You read his tshuvot, you'll see that he consults with them. It's pretty nice. He's excellent, amazing posek.
The rabbis, when they have questions.
What?
No, I just said normal rabbis when they have questions.
But he worked in the hospital. It was pretty easy for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we raised a problem, though. We noted that traditionally, right, first of all, which doctor did you pick?
One closest by.
Closest by. Second of all, how did you pick whether something was a good medicine? So we just saw. Refuah Beduka, right? We check it out, right? But what did we note? The Bizman Hazeh, both how we view doctors and how we view knowledge is different. It's based on empiricism, right? Doctors, we don't necessarily care about the doctors who are near us because we can travel, right? And despite all that, when did Tzitz Eliezer...
Medicine is a lot more streamlined.
Right. Yeah.
A hospital in California is going to tell you something different than a hospital in New York.
So now the Tzitz Eliezer is living when? Tzitz Eliezer is living modern medicine. And what does the Tzitz Eliezer do without even telling you? What did he do? He took all the questions that I said and he brushed them away. What did he do? Right. How did he understand the Gemara? Right? Clearly. Right? Without even realizing he understood it this way. Right? Where does he say that we should rely on anything that a doctor says and what medicine says? In what generation? Our generation, which means that despite the fact that our medical knowledge is totally different than that of the Chazal and the way we determine it, but what did he say? Right? I'll phrase it differently. Let's go back to our question before. When we determine Mitzius, is it determined by Mitzius-y standards, or is it determined by formal standards? Right? So my intuition would have been to say, determine it. Mitzius standards. How did the Tzitz Eliezer clearly take it?
Formal.
No, the way I just said, by Mitzius standards. Because despite the fact that the way we look at doctors and everything changed, how does he say we look at medical knowledge? How do we determine what's good and what's not?
What works.
The way doctors say. Right? Whatever doctors say works. Bizman Hazeh, the way we test things is different. Okay, but what do you do? Now, there's a practical problem, because still, in reality, who's Tzitz Eliezer going to ask? The doctors in this hospital, right? There's still a whole bunch of empirical questions that need to be answered. But fundamentally, what he's saying is that Mitzius is determined by Mitzius. And if the doctors do it, the doctors do it. Fine, great. But if you thought it was formal, is this obvious?
No.
No, right? If you thought it was formal like the Ramban, right? That it's like Dayan Shaboso Ir. But there needs to be a lot more logical steps to say that we can go from the doctor in your ear who has authority by dint of the fact that he's local, right? Translating that into now doctors are mitiaches to knowledge in a totally different way, and we do it through studies, and right? The Ramban would have a lot harder time, because if you think of it formally, our modern reality doesn't quite conform to that reality. When we did the Shiur Amar Dasar, we pointed out how you can make certain logical leaps. Right, to get from the classic model of Mor Drasa to that Bizman Hazeh. And the Ramban, in fact, might have also, but just realize that that would be a jump. Right? If you think it's totally Mitzius, it's not as much as a jump. Okay? Now the Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch takes a very, very Mitzius-y approach. And he says, it used to be, how did you figure out whether someone is a good doctor, blah, 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 blah. Hold you. So it is v'hayom she'ein shum adam yachol rapos kiim b'shus chachameyem. How does anyone become a doctor, Bizman Hazeh?
Go to university.
Go to university, and you?
Study.
Kiim b'shus chachameyem.
Get a degree.
You get a license. Medical license. What do you do, right? Who's? There must be someone here who's going to be a doctor, no?
Probably.
No? No one here wants to be a doctor? Good. There, thank you. Okay. Right? You are going to have to be licensed. There you go. So he just said, Stam kol ozeg rafua nikra mumcha maharil, etc. Right? And he said, look, therefore, bizmana zeh, how does, right, in the time of Chazal, they figure out a mumcha by, however they figure out a mumcha, bizmana zeh, how do you know who's a mumcha?
What the
Olam says, right? You're licensed, you're a mumcha zeh. So I think both the Tzitzel Yezer and the Berkei Yosef, in different ways, right? The Tzitzel Yezer talking about refua, right? The means, and the Berkei Yosef in terms of who is defined as the gavra, right? Harofe, right? Go in the Metzius direction. That Metzius is determined by Metzius, right? So however people determine Metzius. So in Chazal, Sabbath was one way. Now we do it a different way. Wonderful. Okay. So to summarize what we have so far, right? We've seen that basically the assumption in these cases is that really the, you know, it's the experts on Metzius who are in charge of determining reality. But we noted there is a little bit of a problem, because if you take it the form that even within the realm of Metzius, the people, the doctors, are themselves judged formally, translating that into modern reality is a little bit difficult. If you think it's totally about Metzius, it's actually much easier. So we saw classically, you went by the local doctor, then there's a machlokes, Rovin Baki. Then by medicine, you go by Viduka, Machlokas, Marlbach, and most posts came here, whether you need both, that it should be proved empirically to work, and need an explanation of why it works or not. If you go the formal direction, we'd have to figure out how you translate that into our reality, but the Tzitzilias and Brichiosa pretty much swallow that and just say, look, Metzius is Metzius, and however it's defined, Bizman Hazem.
When was there
that's it. 19th century, I think. 19th century, Ben Yishrei. I think that's 19th century. Okay. Now, Ad Kan, have we seen any indications that Poskim have any role in determining this Metzius?
No.
But there are two possibilities for why that's true. One is to say that, in fact, Poskim don't decide reality. The other is to say that
they don't know reality.
I mean, that's the same thing. The other thing is that maybe Poskim do, but as long as reality is basically straightforward, right, it's clear that Poskim have less authority over reality than they do over Halakha. But as long as the Metzius is generally straightforward, so Poskim don't have to get involved. But what we haven't seen yet is, are there any complicating factors? Right? I mean, is there anything that would make it that even though we would like to cede authority in Metzius over to doctors, over to the mumchim, we might not be able to. So, what's your guess? Is there going to be any way to do that? Take a wild guess.
Yes,
there is. Great. Okay. So, shocking. You can always do that. I don't know why you can always complicate things. It's really amazing. Tiferes Yisrael and his son in the Hilchos Legevirta said, okay, you think that it's all up to doctors. That's great. And so far we've said that normally, who picks the doctors? Well, classically, nobody. They're the local doctors. And Bizman Hazeh, maybe we don't know what to do, or we go by the consensus. But let's look at the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael says, Afilu Bikiyim. Even experts, Afilu Rofe Yankum, even a non-Jewish doctor. Im Omer Kishi Davena Efsher Shistakim, Mechilin Oso. Right, even if a non-Jewish doctor says that you're in danger, you can feed him on Yom Kippur. So far, who has the authority?
The doctors.
Brackets. But now, I'm not sure. You gotta wonder. Doctors gave up their believability. Because doctors, every little danger, will say he's going to die, even if
he's not.
And his son, in the Hilchos Legevirta, says, Uladoni Avi Mori V'Rabbi Rabbeinu Agadol Zichar Tzadik Lebracha B'Tiferes Yisrael Ha'idna Yeshlis Yashiv B'Davar V'Heid V'Ein Avra D'Shavki Lem Nusayiv D'Chol Choli Kal Omrim Tamid Sh'Nevena Yistakin V'Ani B'No V'Talmido Mosif Od. I add to what my father said. Anachi roim hayom derofa Yisrael My father said about non-Jewish doctors, I say about Jewish doctors. Most of them are shkatzim uremosim. Heim bezadon libam miyatzim kimat od yoter lahadiach b'inyan achilas yisurim v'mei tainus mei ava ovdei kolchavim umazalas. They are the worst. They say eat on Yom Kippur. They say eat treif. Omer shem yochal efshar sheyichar alav acholi v'istakein. So what is the Tver Yisrael and his son do?
Takes away their power.
He reminds you that, right, it's not so simple because, right, one, as I said, one could have read all the Makaris we said up until now that doctors are not in charge of reality. Alternatively, you could have said that it's doctors' job to turn over the reality to people they trust, right? Not that they're not the poskim, it's just that they are in charge of, right, delegating the role of research on reality, right? The big nafkamina is going to be, well, what happens if the doctors decide they don't agree? So, if you think, in fact, they don't have authority, so then, they don't have authority, right? It's not their job to say, I don't trust the doctor. But if you view it that, no, the reason that until now we were dealing with Metzias so much is not because Poskim don't have authority over it, but because it's obvious and Poskim have to delegate it to someone, then if they choose it, nobody is allowed to have the authority, then the authority returns to them. Okay? So, is this quoted by Halacha? Right? First of all, it's just a parish of Mishnayos, right? Take a wild guess. Is it quoted by Halacha by anybody?
Yes.
I'm glad. You know, look, you can read my mind. Shulchan Aruch does not quote them. Shulchan Aruch is before. Shulchan Aruch cholish yitzarach yocha lechol im yesham rofei baki afilu ovikuchavim shomer im yola chilo so efshir yechavid alav acholi v'istakim mechilinos al piv v'injan alam hashem yamos afilu im chola omer in yitzarach shom in l'rofei v'im chola omer yitzarach ani v'il meirom omer meino yitzarach shom in l'chola. Right there, he paskins, you're allowed to ask doctors. Mishnah Berura. In the Ber Halacha chol tzarech lechol efshir yechavid alav acholi ayin v'pim egadim v'chay adam da afilu hu something kolish name sakana chaim sharam etc. Fine. Second line. Uveinian mashkotr shulchan aruch afilu hu akum. Right, that which he said, it even a non-Jew, caused of a savior to Eretz Yisrael. The Eden Yeshis Lashem B'davar the Beinai Ra'izi D'Shavkil and Nusayin D'Chol Choli Kalom Rim Tamin Sheyis Ana Yisakein Yisakein V'Chayot V'Davar Kadu B'Shut Ramatz V'Chaim B'Shut Ruach Chayim. The Indian Rofa Yisrael, Shahar B'Mim Chashudim, Mavral Devetar, Lachal Shabbos, V'Gamim Meina Misanim, Mitzad Afka Rusa, Tzarech Iyun Rav, Im Yish Lismach Aleihem, U'Emes, Hadavar Tali, Lefi Ra'os, Enei Hamore. And the Maskana is, Hatol, Tali, Lefi, Enei Ra'os, Hamore. Means,
the rabbi gets.
Who decides?
The rabbi.
The rabbi is in charge of deciding which experts decide Mitzias. So, right? In one fell swoop, we took everything we said, that it's Tali and Metzius, and maybe doctors even have a formal authority. Maybe all that is true, but the Ber Halacha, at least, following in the footsteps of the Tver Yisrael, thinks it's very nice, but who gets to choose the experts?
The rabbi.
The poskim. And now to give you a feeling for what's out there. And we're about to see somebody who's going to destroy everything that we just said. So this is the Yalkut Yosef. There were some sources I wanted to include, but because the Yalkut Yosef Kedar Kabbalah Kodesh quoted everything, I just bolded them instead. So you'll see within the Yalkut Yosef what he's saying. So let's read the Yalkut Yosef's summary.
We haven't taken away the doctor's power, just at the.
But on a pragmatic level,
the rabbi's going to choose which doctor.
We've returned the authority. Right? I mean, it's true that we haven't totally taken it away. Right? We still have maintained the distinction that rabbis don't figure out directly what reality is, but we've put a corrective on it. Which is, it's not, right, one way of reading the material before is to say that
whatever doctor says goes.
Yeah, and all the rabbi should do is tell you the guidelines, and then who chooses, the local rabbi, the patient himself asked his own doctor, something like that. That would be one way of going about it, right? The derech that's created by Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnah Berura is that that may all be true, that really the rabbi doesn't have authority over reality, but it's not true to say that therefore he doesn't paskin on it, because he actually does, because he determines which expert is going to make the decision.
Yeah.
Right? Which, while it still admits of a distinction between reality and psak, right?
Yeah.
It brings everything back, to at least some extent, into the hands of the posek. So let's, yes, yeah, Yoni.
Not to be cynical or anything, but like, do we think that there's some sort of like power struggle here, or this is purely...
I don't know. So let's look at the Alkit Yosef summary. I have no idea. Okay. Virofe goy haomer sheisakan medavar nira sheish lizmal chavos daito. Right, so the classic halacha is...
Can't trust him.
You do. No. Sheyesh lismachal chavas daitai.
You can.
Good. Shadavka v'stam goy kasha lismachal av sham sheyesh b'edah sakana shereyesh gen b'rofe. Because normally, goyim don't have nemanus, but a doctor does because he's an expert. Chinkot v'sreheti m'chal shabbos al-chol ha-pirofim. Goyim ha-regiyim rabot b'ir l'chol adam. M'chein hu shviyar ha-kenes z'agdola. Ein sham. U'v'chubis b'samim rosh. Tazat v'samchin ha-rofe. Goy lechal Shabbos afilu b'may demashma milashon haTalmud shem echol zezakana deinenu rosh yishanu hazmanu chalan enam elu. Right, and he says, and this is even if the Gemara wouldn't have thought this was dangerous. Right, we go by our medicine. If it's dangerous, b'zman hazeh, it's dangerous. Huvu dvar b'kavachayim gam ve. The Shemesh causes a rofe guy shaper some kind of love a king causes maharil huva birke Yosef visham birke Yosef hevi dasa rashbat the rofe akum baki shamar shu mesukan mesiach lefitumo kol ma shamar chol makiran haomdin im rovim shein mesukan and chalmin some kind of akum v'mistave gudavar mechalin. Okay, right, he quotes a whole bunch of people. Great. Right, and then he the Shirei Bracha, right, says also that anyone who has permission, has a license, is an expert, and Gam B'Tshuva is Ola Shmuel, Kazav Rofim Nekarim Shalanu, then Mumchama Gem Jem Jem Lam Nesan Al Chokam Al Chos, and the Ola Shmuel says as well, since you have to pass tests to be a doctor, you're an expert. But, ooh, B'Tiveres Yisrael, Kazav Nekarim Yashav Yidavar, etc., Ayin Sham. Right, but now he throws two correctives in it. One is the Tiferes Israel, is that Bizman is maybe you don't trust doctors. And the second thing, and this is even more striking, this is one of the most radical Chassam Sofers, it's quoted in a lot of places, sort of unfortunately. Who wants to read this wonderful Chassam Sofer? It's the bolded part in the Yalkut Yosef. Just because, you know, who could give up this fun? Or do you want me to read it?
I'll read it for you more.
What? Hagon Achsam Sofer Bechidushav. Right? So far we've challenged the nemanus of doctors, but what have we not challenged yet?
The nemanus of medicine.
What? Good. The study of medicine as a practice. Right? We just don't believe individual doctors, so we leave it up to the posik. Achsam Sofer went farther and said, no, Kasav. Nope. Aydi dachli shkatsim ramasim chaval gufayiv. Non-Jews eat treif. They eat bugs. Therefore, their bodies are destroyed. Uviyamai tamati. Achar shabivanoseinu harabim. Ein lanu chokhmas shvuos. V'chol rofe Yisrael lomdim veis medesh l'umim v'chachomayim. Since we don't have our own medical schools, we send our students to learn by the non-Jews. V'chol chachmasam benuya al tive gufeyem d'achle shkasam v'rmasam. And their medicine is based on examining non-Jewish bodies. And non-Jews eat bugs. Lo digili b'mitzvos. And they don't keep mitzvos. Eich yishpot mizal gufey Yisrael. How can we induce from that what will happen to Jews? Nope, right? We just don't trust medicine, right? No, I think that's it. It's over.
That's ironic because he's using like some sort of not medical reason to explain why we don't trust medicine.
Because he doesn't think medicine works. It's based on false empirical premises.
Wait, how does he explain people who say that you could trust non-Jews 500 years ago?
And the Gemara, he backs down a little bit because he said Lingan Pikuach Nefesh Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Fine, Lo Yehi LeSofek Nami Mutter. I'll let you be Machal Shabbos to save somebody's life because. At worst, it's a suffix. And suffix, fine. Right? Avalinion is or nida, but in cases where it isn't pikuach nevesh, chzarchiyun, im chazal, samchal rofim shelem, mitivan liyavne chadome, bismanayim, how you rofi Israel. In the time of chazal, it was Jewish doctors. Asher shaklus abedidal, rofis manenu, enim oskim, ela bitive umas. Haolam. So always remember.
Remember, they also have dragons teaching them the secrets of medicine.
They did, for sure.
Did he like research this before he?
I'm just pointing out.
Why are surprised with this anti-Semitism? Like, why are we surprised anymore?
No.
No.
How many anti-Semites have read this sentence?
Yeah. Just saying. It's
but,
No.
But, anyways. Anyways. The point being, right, as I pointed out last week, I don't think the slum server is compelling, but what it does underscore is that I can kick and scream as much as I want and say that post-gim don't determine reality, but in the end of the day, there are always going to be post-gim who, as much as the evidence stares in the face, that halacha makes some division between halacha and metzius, and to some extent it does, what are they going to do?
That they have power
to see. They're going to come up with some ukimta that's de facto going to give them more authority because, as we pointed out next week, we pointed out last week, it's not always clear what the metzius, right, what the metzius is or whether, more importantly, something's actually totally in metzius, right? Yeah, Asher.
Just because this is a class on layman's power, where is the layman factor
in the chassam sofer? Is there
no, I'm saying in medical halacha.
Ah, so I would say realistically, right? When you have a medical question, right, where does your authority lie? Forget halacha for a second.
I have to ask the poop. I mean,
No. Where is your... No, practically.
In the question.
Do I say... If I ask you, do you have autonomy in medical in medical issues?
Modern day, yeah, I guess you do.
In what sense?
You can tell a doctor if you want treatment or not.
And you can?
Sue him.
And you can choose which doctor you go to, right? But,
no, but if it's about the post-sec, the post-sec is choosing the doctor, not you.
Yes, exactly. That's my point, right? Is that by medical issues, the average layman is not making his decisions himself, right? He doesn't want to, right? He's not an expert. But there's still an open question, which is who gets to choose the experts, right? Meaning, if I ask my personal doctor, so who has the authority, me or the posek? Me, I'm just choosing to who's going to make the decision. If the rabbi says, no, you can't, he's not trusted, I have to choose the doctor, then who has the who's in charge? The posek, right? So, by medical knowledge, I don't think the lady has the authority in the sense that I know best, I'm not even going to ask a doctor.
Well, that's not true. The Gemara
says that... Yodei Nafsha, that's true, right? Under certain circumstances, you really do, right? But even when you don't, let's take a different case, right? Most cases where I don't know, I ask a doctor, right? But if you think that the posek doesn't determine the metzius, then who's going to pick the doctor? And who's going to decide what the reality is bashetach?
Good question.
Right. If you don't think poskim have the control over it, the laity, yeah. Right? And then practically, what's the role of the posek going to be? I was going to come back to this in a minute, but
Under what circumstances?
To say these are the circumstances, but what practically, what would that look like? Tell me the doctor. I'll talk with him. I'll give you a pesach. If you think that the posek is in charge, then the posek will say, let me do my research and I'll tell you. Right? Now, of course, if you go into the extreme Das Torah one, the posek might make the medical decision also, but I don't want to go there. Right? Let's leave that aside. Let's assume that you recognize some distinction. Right? There's still two ways you can go. Okay? So let's continue a little. Ulam Bishmir Shabbos Kilchazab, Tzien, Lashut Panam Iroz, Lashut Shavuz Yaakov, Shikazim Vakam Sekan Nem, Nofrei Nachri. But he points out that a lot of poskim think this is not true. The Harei, Besef Gibu Kenevish, Gamkin Mechalim, Shut Sizil Yezer, Gazer Kol Tolib, Shikol Daito Shomor Aura, Kumor Bir Halacha, Elishim Nir Lachol Om, Nim Sham Shain, Vam Nechonim, Einen Nechnasim, Afil Bechal Safek, Shayim Lachor Shal Chalav Ezer Shabbos. But he thinks that if you think it just doesn't seem right, you are allowed to be Machbir. And then you look, is the patient getting worse or not? So here he's totally putting it in the hands of the posek, etc. Skip a few lines. Divrei Arofe, Agoy Nechnas Asavik, Lilibo Shal Chola, O Shal Sovim Oso, Shema Achein, Yesh Takan V'davar, Nitin Lish Mochel, Divrei Arofe, Agoy Lechalo, Shabbos, Al Shal Chola, Chayot, Shabbos, Al Shal Mate Ephraim. Okay, we'll skip to the end. Okay. The Tzitzel Yezer sums it up, right? Kitsuro Shal Davar, Adavar Talu, Lufi Shikol Daito Shal Hamore, Vahavanaso. Vichayim Dome, Lamashik, Sozeva Matea Frayim, Adavar Talu, Baros, Enei Hamore, Vivikiyasam, Vinyanam, Binyanzeshish, Latinus, Yamakirim Kal, Vainov, Chain, Enanos, and Libo, Lihisbone, Heite, Vaomer, Emes, Akal, Joshono. Now, he poskins that it's up to the posek to choose the doctors. Now, I will point out, even if you don't agree with the extent to which this is taken, right, it's clear that when you ask a doctor, you do have to make sure that the doctor you're choosing...
No, they're talking about.
And? take halacha seriously, right? You can't take someone who's actively going to try. I mean, that much that Tiferes is right about. You can't take a doctor who's going to tell you something's dangerous when it's not. But it's still, the conclusion doesn't necessarily have to be that the person deciding who's trustworthy is the posek. It could still be the patient, right? Okay. Yalkut Yosef, continuing, Ein lizdariv lizmacha rofei gaiv. We shouldn't jump to rely on a non-Jewish drug. Omer shechol kaiv lechem b'yom kivurim. Shechol kol ikal omrim tamen shem yisam yisdakim. V'gam rov rov v'yisrael. But I'm saying, right, he quotes us all la halacha and paskins that way straight. The last source here is Moshe, but there was Shachol in Rotsa the Kefar Fua, Tully, Imhu, Machmas, Yevish, Machmas, Charlefanim, Ischashi, Rak. You know, let's hold that for a second, and I'll summarize, and we'll just do this Tshuva Beir Moshe, okay? So, the question we wanted to tease out here, right, is to what extent Poskim are in charge of Messiah? So, we pointed out, look, it's clear, as we pointed out last week, to some extent, Poskim don't determine reality, right? They don't know it. They don't know medical reality, right? Leave the Das Torah opinion aside. But just because we say that we rely on experts doesn't mean that the poskim are totally out of the picture, right? One way of reading the sources, right, is to say, look, it's totally about Matzias, and therefore poskim just, you know, make the halachic decision. They look at the Matzias. It used to be that they did it by mumche and baki. Now they do it by, you know, empirical studies, v'chulei v'chulei. Right? It used to be that the way we tested something was we tested three times, now we do it through empirical studies. Whatever, right? And then we can don, do you need to have explanatory aspects to the medicine, or do you only need to know that it worked empirically? Fine. That's one way of reading it. In that case, right, we've totally left open the role of the laity. Now here it doesn't always mean the right average layperson, but it means that the poskim are not in charge of Matzias. Now, whether that means that the doctor decides, or the patient decides who's more likely, the patient decides who his doctor is, right? That's one way of reading it. Look, the posek decides the halacha, and the Matzias is left in the hand of poskim, and left in the hands of the laity, or their chosen experts. But then you remember that, first of all, there's a few complicating factors. First of all, the Ramban, Udi'ime, thought that even Metzius is not determined on purely empirical ground. There is a formal element to it, right? If there's a formal element to it, right, then definitely it's going to be hard to impose that in our reality because it's quasi-formal. Now you have to figure out who formally counts which doctors, right? Even if you don't think that, right, still, if you think that it's the posek's job to not to say, this is the halacha, and now you decide reality, right? Poskim can say, right? Some poskim think it's not true that poskim just decide the halacha and they leave balabatim to choose either the metzius themselves, figure out the metzius themselves, or pick their own experts, but rather it's their responsibility to pick the experts, which de facto leaves the authority in their hands, right? We saw that in the sort of tradition that starts with the Tiferes Yisrael, who says that it's the rabbi's job to choose which doctors are trustworthy, and even more so, the Chassam Sofer, who just rejects medical practice bisman hazeh. So these are really two different perspectives, right? One perspective is to say that really, it's up to non-poskim to figure out the reality for themselves, however you do that. The other one is saying that no, it's poskim's job to figure out the reality, even if not directly, by choosing which experts count and which don't. Okay, so that's really, you know, when we talked last week about this distinction, you see that in how this sort of plays out medical knowledge, again, with all the problems of modern medical knowledge and how it doesn't fit the standard issues of Psak. Okay, the last thing here is a tshuva by Rav Moshe, in a case where he really does leave it, where really the question of the laity directly is at hand, and not just which experts the laity or the rabbi choose. If, let's say, a patient doesn't want to take the medicine, so let's say a patient doesn't want to take medicine. So he divides into two cases. If you don't want to take medicine because you believe it's a good medicine, but you don't want to live. So then what does he say? Do you have the right to do that?
No.
No. But let's say it's because you don't trust the doctors. Then what? Right, right. You need to find new doctrine. Like a rofe kazeh, yeshar lefana mitana machal chakos as javin. Bazav gan lachal rofe veitcholim rofim shem beyiracheres mukhagan rofim gan lasub akorchei. If there's no opportunities, then he thinks that you can force. Now, I don't want to get into the whole informed consent dispute, but it's clear that at some level, Rav Moshe is taking which perspective, right? Which of the two possibilities, right? Saying that in, fundamentally in the hand of the balabatim to choose their doctors, or that it's the role of the posek.
The
Balabatim, right? That's what he says explicitly. He said, if the problem is you don't trust the doctors, then you go find your own, right? Which, until now, I hadn't shown someone who explicitly took that direction, but Moshe, I think, does go in that direction. So here, I think, are two perspectives of how to take this, right? The first perspective we developed, the two perspectives, one being that really, poskim recognize they're not in charge of reality, and therefore they poskim the theory, and we leave it up to the laity and their chosen experts to determine the medical issues on the ground. The other one is to say that no, even though poskim are not experts, they are in charge of figuring out who the experts are, which de facto leaves them with power even on determining mitzvahs. Okay.